Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I greet you today on what is a holiday here in the States, Thanksgiving Day. I will remind you off the top that tomorrow, Friday, we will return to Romans chapter 8 and verse 28 as we continue to learn about the all things God is working together for good in our lives. The people who love God and who are called according to His purpose. But for these moments together, let's set our hearts and minds on thankfulness. What are you thankful for? Who are you thankful for? Do take some time this day to express gratitude for the things and for the people in your life that make you thankful. And I thought I might prompt you by sharing some of the things and people I am thankful for in my own life and in this radio and podcast ministry. I must begin with God. Psalm chapter 106 and verse 1 exclaims, "Praise the Lord. O give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His loving kindness is everlasting." Let's do that. Pray with me. Lord, we do praise You. We give thanks to You now. You have given us so much to be thankful for. Please forgive us for the sin of ingratitude and unroot that poison from our hearts. We give You thanks for You are good. You are so good to us. I know personally how good You are to me and my family. Thank You. Your loving kindness towards us is everlasting. Thank You for living in us here and now. Thank You for preparing a home for us in heaven. Our future is beyond bright. It is something we very much look forward to, being at home with You for eternity. No more sorrow, sickness, and sin. Thank You for saving us from our sins and setting us on the trajectory towards heaven. For all the gratitude we have swelling up within us, we owe You thanks. May we continue today in an attitude of prayer. Amen. Today, I reflect in thanksgiving for you. Whether you listen by the radio or the podcast or both, it is hard for me to put into words how glad I am that you come each weekday to our time together. This ministry is done by faith. I cannot see you, yet I know you are there. My voice goes out of my mouth and into this microphone, is captured by my computer, is checked for quality control, and is uploaded to all the many radio stations who carry God Is, as well as to computers and mobile devices literally all over the world. This is done week after week, and then you, wherever you are, my voice comes through your device and into your ears. Oh, let me say, I'm also thankful for the technology that gets this to you and the teams at all the different radio stations that make it so that you can listen. Some of you correspond with me, and I'm very grateful for every email and every letter. Thank you for identifying yourself to me. This is such a great encouragement. Others of you have not yet identified yourself, but I'm thankful that you keep tuning in. And I want you to know that I pray for you. I ask God to bring new listeners and to draw those of you who have listened to God Is quite a while now to continue to come along with us on this important journey in knowing God. I pray wholeheartedly this teaching in the Bible is beneficial to you, even if I never know exactly how it is. I have full confidence in God's promise that His word, which goes forth from His mouth, will not return to Him empty, but will always accomplish what the Lord desires. That's Isaiah 55, verse 11, by the way. Isaiah 55, 11. I just want you to know I'm grateful for you, And I very much look forward to meeting you in person one day here or there, and most definitely in heaven. Your listening means so much. You praying for me and this ministry means even more. Thank you. This year, 2022, on October 31st, marked the 5-year anniversary of God Is. I got so caught up in the Bible and whatever it was I was teaching that day that I forgot to mention this on the broadcast and podcast. It suddenly hit me not long into November that, hey, we've been doing this for 5 years. October 31st, 2017 was the first day, and today's episode is number 1,324. 1,324 episodes later and still going, all by the grace and strength and protection and the power of God. Well, this makes me thankful. I'm thankful for my beautiful and faithful wife who supports and encourages me. You should be thankful for her too, because without her, this ministry would not be a reality. She takes care of our social media pages on Facebook and Instagram and does both competent and eye-catching work. And she is very faithful day after day, week after week, plus uploading all of the podcasts to our website and for distribution to your mobile device. Especially if you listen via the podcast, give thanks for my beloved. I am sure grateful that God has gifted her to me. And then there is a small group of people, dear friends of ours, that gather 3 times a year to pray for us and the ministry of God Is, upholding the truth of God and His Word day after day in this culture is not easy. No ministry is easy, never has been, never will be. But this group comes along and gives freely of their time and expertise and of their encouragement, and they listen to updates and then pray for us, pray for you, and seek the Lord for His Word to be heard, understood, and applied in the lives of all who hear it. I am grateful for Rod, Scott, Denise, Joel, Steve, Melissa, and Brent. Thank you. This is all genuine, coming straight from my heart. I hope that in some way you will be blessed by hearing this and that these thanksgivings will prompt you to express what and who you are thankful for. Might I encourage you to write down some of your thanksgiving? Perhaps you keep a journal or will begin a new note on your mobile phone. Start with the first person or thing who comes to your mind. If you will do this, before you know it, you'll have quite a list. Thank the Lord in prayer for these people and things. For the people you are thankful for, tell them. If you will see them today or tonight, pull them aside and simply say, I want you to know that I'm grateful for you. You can be specific and add why. Or pick up that phone and make a few calls. Oh, okay, you much prefer to text. Then tip-tap away on your screen and send a text expressing thanks. I find that often we assume someone knows how grateful we are for them, but they do not. Unless we say something, they do not know. We have words for a reason. Let's use them to say something positive and uplifting. Of course, the Bible teaches us that being thankful is not just for one day a year. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18 says, Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. It is God's will that we rejoice always, that we pray without ceasing, and that in everything we give thanks. Wait, in everything? Yes, that's what the text says. We will talk more about this again tomorrow and next week, but Christians are to be people who are thankful even when life is hard and difficult. When we are persecuted and have trials and tribulations, still we are thankful. Christians are thankful people. Does thankfulness mark you? Would people in your life say, He is, She is a thankful person. Well, if you are in Christ, I certainly hope they would say that, and say that about me too. And I hope that the churches we belong to are thankful churches. I love Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16. We know John 3:16, but do we know and equally cherish Colossians 3:16? It reads, "Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God." When you gather together with the people of God, does this describe the attitude in the body of Christ? Notice, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. We often do a lot of singing when we are in church, but do we sing with thankfulness in our hearts to God? I pray we will let the word of Christ dwell richly in us, and with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, we believers will sing with thankfulness in our hearts to God. And so we end the way we began, with God. This is God's day, just like every day is His day. I get up very early in the morning, as you know, and recently I have lifted the blinds to look up into what has been a crystal clear, dark morning, and I see the moon. It has been a full moon, and I observe the moon hanging there with the stars around it, and I marvel at God the Creator, who made the moon and the stars and the sky in which they hang. And He made my eyes so I can see this, and this makes me very thankful. This Thanksgiving Day, I hope that you, with eyes of faith, will see God, and you too will be thankful. Wherever you are, enjoy today. Remember, I am grateful for you and look forward to talking with you again tomorrow. Because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.